So when we are returning, when we have less control, we will depend more on Krishna. We remember him more. But when we are serving, when we have more control, we don't remember him so much. How can we avoid that? See, again, it's not necessary. There are many people, when they face problems, they don't become more dependent on Krishna, they become atheistic. See, Krishna is not helping me, Krishna doesn't care for me. And there are people who, when they have good time in life, they become more grateful to God. Thank you. And they become more devoted. Now my things are set up right, I'll focus more. So ultimately, it doesn't depend on whether circumstances are adverse or circumstances are favorable. It depends on intention. Sometimes we feel that, you know, when there are problems, I intensify my bhakti. Well, it is not misery that is the producer of bhakti. You know, otherwise all miserable people would be devotees. It doesn't work like that. So it is actually the intention. So if we have the intention to serve Krishna, and we try to cultivate that intention as much as possible, then whichever situation we are in, we will translate it as favorable to Krishna bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada, in the purport of 2.56. Dukkheshu anudvignamana sukheshu vigatasprava vitaraga bhayakrodha siddhirmuyi ucchate. In that purport, Prabhupada states that if a devotee is put in a comfortable situation, devotee feels that now, Krishna, you have provided all these facilities for me so that I can serve you better now. And if a devotee is put in an uncomfortable situation, devotee says that actually Krishna, it's by my own past karma I am suffering, but you have minimized the suffering. Please let me take shelter of you. So, if we find personally that in difficulties, we take shelter of Krishna more, and amidst a comfortable situation, we don't take shelter of him so much, then what we can do is, we can try to take up some services, some just challenging, just slightly beyond our capacity. Like I said, that, you know, this in psychology, talk about the comfort zone, the stretch zone and the panic zone. So if I can lift up 10 kg weight, and if I go to a gym and start lifting 1 kg weight, nothing is going to happen. But if I can lift 10 kg weight and I lift 50 kgs, I'll injure myself. So for a person who can lift 10 kg weight, 1 kg is comfort zone. 50 kg is panic zone. I just collapse. But 11 kg, 12 kg, that is stretch zone. So the most sustainable way to grow in bhakti is to ourselves take up some responsibilities for serving Krishna. And take up responsibility that are slightly more than what we can do ourselves. And that will make us pray to Krishna more, depend on Krishna more. So through adverse circumstances, through favorable circumstances, you know, that commitment which we take up for serving Krishna, that will keep our intention steady. Sometimes adverse circumstances, we may not be able to do so many practical services, but we may remember Krishna more. But when we have favorable circumstances, we may feel the remembrance is not so much. But because we are taking practical challenging services, and we can't deal with those challenges alone, then that will force us to remember Krishna. So it is, you know, the circumstances are not in our control, but our intentions are in our control. And because our intentions don't stay steady all the time, we need to take up commitments. We take up a commitment. Then even if the intention goes down, still the commitment pushes us on. So by living in the stretch zone, we can sustainably stay sheltered in Krishna, stay connected with Krishna. Okay? Thank you. Do we have